Heart Than Talent Radio.
You mean beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Northern California. A little technical difficulty going on here as we're getting the camera dialed in. Dylan, can you take a look at this? Welcome, welcome, welcome. We seem to be out of Zoom here or something. You're out of focus. Hocus pocus. I'm now in focus. Welcome to the Facebook Live here today. Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. We are going to have a fantastic Facebook Live here today. So once look who's all the hands are showing up here. Aaron, Scott, Wayne, Michael Stroop, see Eric, good to see you. Good to see you, Deb Lucas. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me know if the camera looks out of focus for you. I may shut it down and turn it right back on. I believe what I'm going to do is let's see. Okay, we're going ahead and go forward with it. It is about 80 degrees in California. So if you're in the winter time, my condolences. But once again, living the good life and living the dream means you can live wherever you want to live. One of my announcements I have for you, a book that I once upon a time wrote called Psychologically Unemployable. This is the new cover for it. It will be out here in the very near future. By the 1st of April, that book will be available for purchase. Some of you have bought that book. This is the updated version that I have, the 2020 edition. I originally wrote that book 13 years ago in 2007. So I have remastered, changed the content, changed the cover, and really edited a chapter on letting go in that book. Now that's one of my favorite books. I've seldom ever marketed it, but I'm committed to being able to take that book to the next level. Renee Gagne, welcome to the Facebook Live this afternoon. Jay Johns, a lot of my coaching clients are on here today. So moving into the springtime, what a great time of the year as we move into the late winter, early springtime. I have some fantastic content for you today and a few announcements. Next Saturday, we'll be in Los Angeles, California. For any of you on the East Coast, Matt Smith, let's see, Heather McInnes, any of you that have never seen me speak on the West Coast, it would be awesome for you to come to one of my events at some point. I mean, I absolutely love Los Angeles, and I will be at the Marriott Marina Del Rey next Saturday, the 22nd, with Sandy Girl Clark. Sandy is a top-tier internet marketer and network marketing professional. Sandy and I will be doing a few events this year on the East and West Coast. That is March 7th, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. April 11th, I will be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Those are my first East Coast stops. And at the very end of this month, February 29th, I will be in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So those are some of the events, More Heart Than Talent, as I move into the calendar year 2020. Now, topic for today's call. Topic for today's call is called Letting Go of Conflict. Now, conflict has many, many faces. So conflict consciousness is a term that I began using about 20 years ago, meaning if you're addicted to conflict. Conflict has a face of fights, being in a position that you're validating, justifying, and explaining yourself, being in a constant conflict with yourself. I mean, there's more than one face of the word conflict, and you want to be in a place that you are conflict aware, and then you're in conflict recovery. So as you let go of the conflict, meaning that if you can't find someone to reject you, you'll reject yourself, as you begin to separate your feelings from the events and shape them, you're moving into a higher level of letting go. The benefit of letting go is always going to be peace, more rest in your body, a better mind-body connection to what you attract. You will seldom attract dis-ease. You won't get sick nearly as frequently. And you will also have the opportunity to change who and what you attract. If you're in a business that requires attraction skills, real estate, your personal trainer, your success coach, financial planner, real estate agent, real estate investor, money professional, you assist people with finances and you're building a network, your net worth is going to be a direct reflection of who and what you attract. Your objective is to be able to attract people who are easy to do business with. Now, what's going on in the United States, there's a lot of hate, hostility, the two parties are arguing, he said, she said, traffic is overwhelming in many places. rush hour traffic. There's a lot of angry people in the world. There's the subways, there's the PATH trains, there is the L train, there's all of this traffic, and it's a recipe for conflict. That doesn't mean you have to buy into it, because you can be in your body, in a very relaxed body, separating your feelings from the outer world while you are in a calm world in your body. In your body means you're right here, and you're now, it means you are present. I was reading Hawkins' book last night, David Hawkins, my favorite author. I was reading Healing and Recovery, and I was reading Pain and Suffering, the chapter on it, page 199. I highly recommend that if you have not read that book, that was one of four books that Hawkins wrote. Hawkins has wrote over 20 books, but here's the books I recommend that you own and that you read simultaneously in the year 2020. Letting Go, Power Versus Force, Healing and Recovery, and Transcending Levels of Consciousness. Once you begin to understand Hawkins' content, there isn't a whole lot of other content that can stand up to that kind of his kind of insight, because his insight will really assist you to scale the map of consciousness. Consciousness meaning you know, you understand, you're aware, and you trust. Now, if you grew up in a household where there was conflict and you didn't, it's not your conflict, but you grow up in it. You grow up in it where there's anger, there's aggression, there's hate going on, there's fighting between two parents, there's a brother or sister who picks on you. You go to school and get traumatized. You're picked on, singled out. Your books get slapped out of your hands. Stuff happens to your locker, any multitude of situations. Or you're an athlete. In my era of athletics in the 60s and 70s, hazing was a major component of sports. There was the rite of passing. I mean, if you were a freshman, you unequivocally had to do all kinds of duties. When I was in college in the 70s, if you wanted to join a party or if you wanted to join a fraternity, there was this situation called Rush Week, and then Rush Week was also called Hell Week. And it was common in that era of time called hazing. And so some of those events can shape your feelings and have a lasting impression upon you. So if you live in this fight or flight body that's uncomfortable and you're afraid you're going to get in trouble. Now, that's a major component of my coaching that I assist people to understand. A lot of us, including myself, have spent undue moments in my head worrying about getting in trouble. Then I would end up attracting to my reality the people in situation to fulfill my feelings. Being a drug addict, drug user, selling drugs, doing all kinds of unscrupulous situations in my 20s, I would worry about getting arrested. I would worry so much about getting arrested that I got arrested 8 times for my transgressions. And so that became a way of life with me. I was always in conflict, talking myself out of situations. Now take a look at your own situation, have a better understanding of cause and effect and why you do what you do. I'm worried about getting in trouble. Don't want to make a mistake. Don't want to say the wrong thing. Don't want to get rejected. Don't want to get abandoned. This is the neurochemical response that the brain and body creates when we hold on to repressed events. That's the value of letting go. A conflict consciousness means that you're going to find someone to argue with, someone that will pick on you, someone that you can be in conflict with, because there's a neurochemical high that the brain-body connection creates by being angry, being in hate, being in resentment. It's that high you get from, oh my God, and then there's a situation in conflict with yourself where you're critical of yourself. You're highly critical of self to fulfill your low self-esteem. Now, letting go of these conditioned behaviors, because that's what they are. This is a behavior and this is a condition. Here's the behavior right here. This is what I do now. The behavior is back there in your past. See, that's the conditioning, and the way you behave is a direct reflection of how you've been conditioned. So to separate your feelings from the events, that's a let-go process. There's a technique, there's a context, and then there's a reality of letting go. Some of you have seen one of my best students, Joe DiBianca. He's a master at assisting people the inner game of letting go. Letting go is a skill set. Once you're able to master those emotions, then you'll be able to prospect, pick the telephone up, reach out to a lead, let someone go effectively, not be consumed or concerned or worried that someone rejected you. Not you won't be as worried about saying the wrong thing, the right thing, getting in trouble, being overwhelmed. all the situations, it creates a lot of space that you occupy. The ego occupies space that's unrewarding. That occupied space, that unrewarding, creates low self-esteem. And I asked one of my clients today, why are you putting so much energy into these situations that have even happened? So the answer was, I don't know, I don't understand. Well, this is a very common commonality. Is this how we communicate between the brain and the body? Well, the value of learning how to let go is it unequivocally changes and shifts your life like this, when you understand this. So in my coaching calls, when someone shows up with respiratory issues, hay fever, stopped up nose, headaches, migraines, subluxations in their neck and back, I always ask them, what is going on with you emotionally? What are the events that shape these feelings yesterday, the day before, and this morning? And there's a high probability that if you coach with me and you start to answer my questions effectively, by the end of an hour, you'll begin to release a lot of the repressed stuff feelings, which starts to create a release in your emotions, and that release starts to create the healing of the dis-ease. And when you're able to move beyond medication, hesitation, and pontification, you let go of avoiding and procrastination so you can move into recovery, healing, production, and results. If you own a business, that business is going to be based on profit. You're in business for profit with value and service. And when you understand that unique marketing proposition of why you're in business, then you'll start to have a business for profit rather than a non-profit organization from the discomfort of your home. Now let's take a look at the syllabus for today's call. I have 7 key points on today's call, and I'm going to cover them relatively quickly. So this was what my team sends out every Monday and Tuesday, and this is the original version that I write out in about 5 minutes. So what I like to do is I pick a topic, and then I'll put 7 bullet points that I'll cover in about 10 to 15 minutes. So topic 1 on letting go of conflict is identifying conflict. There's aggressive, passive behavior, guilt behavior, and controlling behavior. So once again, here they are. There is aggressive behavior. That's when someone is typically not passive aggressive, but very aggressive. That someone is very pissed off, very angry, and that person has to be right. There's a lot of grinding in the teeth, and they come from, by God, I'm going to do this if it kills me. That behavior is really typically driven on being right. That's the type of person you unequivocally do not want to be in any conflict with, because that conflict can lead to violence. That conflict can lead to a lot of bad situations, and that's not someone you want to try and prove wrong, because their identity is based on being right. Then there's a passive-aggressive personality. This is the person that also wants to be right, but it's very confusing because they come back and they're sorry the next day. And you may have a drawer filled of cards and letters and post-its. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do this, it won't ever happen again. A passive-aggressive person is very confusing because they aren't as predictable. You don't know what they're going to do or who they're going to be. They're unpredictable, and their unpredictability can keep you in a state of fight or flight. Then there's the guilting behavior. That is the person who keeps you in conflict with yourself because you're confused. They use guilt to control you, and they use food to control you, they use guilt to control you, and they put you in a position you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself. And then there's the controlling behavior. That's similar to the aggressive behavior, but it's a little more subtle. That person isn't quite as narcissistic. They're more on the passive side, but they're still on the upswing of the aggressive side. And they like to use guilt to control you also, but they're very, very controlling. And being able to be responsible for your role in relationships, that means that you understand this key word, detachment. You're able to separate yourself from the facts. Detachment means it means that you're able to see a situation for what it is, and you're able to separate without being in conflict. You're able to move out of a conversation diplomatically. You're able to let someone go. You're able to block them if you have to. You're not willing to engage this person because it isn't worth your time. In this type of situation, knowing your role, this can show up in prospecting, owning a business, friendships, marriages, children, etc., as you start to understand predictability and people's unpredictability so that you can be in a state of neutrality in relationships. Now, neutrality doesn't mean you don't commit. It means that you're able to be in a state of awareness where you can see in metacognition the whole situation for what the situation is. Objectivity as an objective observer. It's a very, very, very good place to be because it keeps you out of conflict and it keeps you productive and moving along. So in this type of energy, you're in the flow of it. You're in the flow and you're able to adapt and adjust. So this kind of skill set is flexibility. That means you have emotional flexibility. You don't lose your composure. You don't want to be right. You're able to not get, you just say, I'm not going there. I'm not even going into this conversation. You're able to let someone be right while you move on and you're in peace. And then point number three, it's like this. It's the square. It's the boundaries. Clearly defined boundaries along with clearly defined dedicated blocks of time. To be successful in any endeavor is to have the devoted energy and a repetition and experience over and over, whether it's recovery or sobriety or being a 6- and 7-figure income earner in a business. There's time devoted to the skill set. I mean, that's the reading, the content, the podcast, the downloads, the books, the events, the rallies, the conventions, but it's also ass and chair time. And there's also recovery time. There's reflection time. There's downtime. That means you have clearly defined boundaries. You don't let people in your space who don't merit it. You're able to easily and effortlessly let people go without a story around letting go. You're not always saying to yourself, they're a really good person, but you're able to say, this person is very aggressive and I'm letting them go. You're letting go of your story about, they're a really good person, but they're a really good person, but they have good intentions, but no, you have clarity. You have emotional clarity. And with a non-judgmental consciousness, you're able to see a situation for what it is and have boundaries around that situation. You know, like you're able to cut people off without feeling guilty, meaning that you're not on the phone with for an hour listening to someone's drunkalogue about their problems in life, and you don't feel guilty about letting them go because you understand your role and you have clearly defined boundaries. Number four, letting go of guilt. This is a major accomplishment for you. It's not a victory, it's an accomplishment, and it scales energy. If you're too guilty to let someone go and you keep them in your life and you continue to over-obligate yourself, then you will foster a codependent relationship where you enable, over-obligate, and do more for that person or other people while robbing yourself of your own energy. It's very depleted energy. It creates low self-esteem, it creates resentment, can create adrenal fatigue, can wear out the lymphatic system, and a whole multitude of situations that lead to being overwhelmed. It also leads to a lot of credit card debt, other debt, and situations that keep you in a very, very guilty, resentful state. The backside of guilt is resentment. This is what many people do. They over-obligate themselves and then resent the fact that the people they over-obligate themselves don't give them the recognition they deserve, and then you don't get the recognition you deserve because you're devoting it to someone else. Now, it means, once again, clearly defined boundaries and understanding your role. Letting go of guilt will allow you to ask better questions. You won't be so concerned and consumed with the outcome. You'll be able to ask for commitment. You'll be able to ask for what you deserve. You'll be able to ask for the money. You'll be able to ask for the raise. You'll be able to ask for an upgrade. You'll be able to ask for many situations because you start to have self-esteem and you deserve it. As you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling. So that letting go of guilt is going to be a major accomplishment for you. Now, shame and guilt are two different distinctions. The energy is very low on both of them, but guilt is what you feel about a situation. Shame is what you feel about yourself. If you feel too guilty to ask, oftentimes it's because of how ashamed you are of yourself or the guilt someone else put on you. When you can distinguish those two, and I'll do a Facebook Live on that, on a late night Facebook Live on the distinction between guilt and shame. In the book Letting Go or any of David Hawkins' contents, he'll have sub-chapters on that topic of how low guilt and shame transmute out. So guilt and shame are very low levels of energy, and they calibrate out at about 50 to 50 to 25 to 75 cycles a second. Just a very low vibration. It's a very mixed message coming from fight or flight, and don't want to be seen, don't want to be heard, don't want to be exposed, don't want to be found out. So those two energies will definitely not lead you to the LOP, the land of promise. Increasing your conscious awareness. Now, this comes from knowing rather than I don't know. It a major accomplishment, breakthrough for you. I mean, this can be 7 days a week, beginning today, beginning this afternoon, whenever, is you start to be aware of your word choices. A lot of the word choices that you've adopted in the American culture that you've been seduced into using will keep you doing the same thing over and over. Now, if you're aware and you're woke, you'll hear other people's word choices, so you understand that most of the communication that the American populace communicates is non-committal communication. Most Americans' language is filled with kindas. Kindas. You can count the kindas. K-I-N-D-A, which is a derivative of kind of. And many Americans say, kinda. I'm kinda gonna go to the store. I'm kinda. Okay is used a lot. Sorta is used a lot. I don't know. I don't know is used at the end of sentences, like it's a period. It's also inserted in the sentence. Guess is also frequently used in the middle of a sentence. I guess. When you're guessing, when you're edifying guessing, you're just saying, I doubt, which keeps your foot on the dock and your foot on the boat, so you are right here. Now, if you have a lot of credit card debt and you have no money and no assets, well, this would be a direct reflection of your inability to be and stay committed. And this is what happens to so many good Americans, is all of a sudden they're 40, 45, 50, 60, 65, 70, and they have no assets, and they have no money, and then they have no credit. You can have a credit score of in the 600s and 700s, but still have no credit. That's what so many people do, because they've underachieved and under-earned. Now, if you are watching this content, the content is to assist you to have a better understanding of how to change your energy, your emotional vibration, who and what you attract, and then your ability to ask, deserve, and receive, so you can be self-directed, self-disciplined, self-employed with self-esteem, meaning you can love yourself while you're concurrently bringing this together. Now, this isn't difficult. It is a new experience for most of you, and it is a process, and it means that it's important that you relax into the process and you're flexible rather than pissed off. If you look at yourself, I'm not where I should be. I can't fucking believe that. I mean, when you de-edify yourself, and you've exhausted yourself. When you let go, and I'm not suggesting you be positive. I'm suggesting you be honest. And as you are being honest in your own emotional integrity, then you're in a place where you can be objective. And that objectivity is what allow you to understand why you do what you do. That's the cause, so you can understand the effect. As you separate your feelings from the cause, then the effect dissipates. This will change your health. You won't be as overwhelmed. You won't have the headaches. Your neck won't subluxate. Your lower lumbar won't go out as frequently. You won't require chiropractic care as frequently. And I'm a big proponent of chiropractors, and I highly recommend Dr. Carla Vilches. If you've never had treatment or reading with her in New York City, she does do it over the telephone. She's one of the best. For someone who really understands the emotional code, I highly recommend Kara DeChico Sandre. She is someone who really understands the inner game of NAET, which is Nambudrapad Allergy Elimination Technique. That's a healing modality. I also suggest that you find a good Reiki master, a great massage therapist, a really skilled chiropractor, and that you start to heal yourself while you're in this whole process, so that you're not stuffed up, repressed, with hay fever, with headaches, with subluxations, chronic back pain, chronic neck pain, because of your chronic money issues. Your chronic money issues creates chronic worrying issues. And until you address the cause that creates the effect, you keep perpetuating the same loop over and over. Your dialogue with asking, deserving, and receiving will allow you to better position yourself, so you're not as much conflict with yourself and with others. As I'm wrapping up the content today, I want to let you know how much I appreciate all of you who follow my Facebook Lives. I will be on here later this evening. I like to do Facebook Lives at midnight, my time. The reason being, not because I'm a night owl, because I finish coaching at 9 o'clock. So at 9 o'clock, I usually do a 10-minute wrap-up call on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when I'm home. Thursday I'm usually traveling. Friday, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays you can catch my Facebook Lives usually at midnight. So that'll conclude today's portion of the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I'm in the process, I'm going to be renaming this call as I'm moving away from the More Heart Than Talent brand and taking my brand back to its original state, which is Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you have not joined the group, Recovery or Sobriety Consciousness, that is a great group of a lot of enlightened entrepreneurs, healers, people who seek recovery and sobriety. I want to thank Matt Smith, who was just named admin for that group. And I'm also looking for other volunteers who'd like to be administrators of the group. I'm looking for about 3 or 4 more admins who'd like to assist me with the facilitation of that group and growing that group. And you don't have to be successful to be an admin. If you're a coaching client of mine, you've seen me speak numerous times, you feel a connection, request being an admin. I'm going to choose 2 or 3 more. So I am not responsible for other people's conflict. I'll let some of you address what I've been addressing for years. So thank you very much, everyone. You have a fantastic day. If you have not received a free 20-minute coaching session and you'd like to experience my coaching because you are considering either rehiring me or you are going to hire me, and then this is my new book that will be out in the springtime. This is my Jerry Holcroft just did this cover for me. He's an exceptional artist out of Nashville, Tennessee. He does album covers for top-tier country stars. This is the cover of my newest revised book. This is not a new book. I wrote this book in 2007, Psychologically Unemployable. I've added a new chapter on letting go, and I'm remastering a lot of the content. So that was one of my best books that I never marketed. I'm going to rebrand that book and market it because it has a lot of great content. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, in turquoise here today with you on the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Facebook Live. Have a great day.